2 Timothy chapter 2. Companies have a manual so that employees may know how to conduct themselves in the performance of their responsibilities. This chapter has an illustrated series of the behavior of God's servant, a list of do's and don'ts. He uses several examples of an everyday life, the soldier, the farmer, the athlete, the worker, among other illustrations. The chapter ends with a broad exhortation. God's servant must not be argumentative, but a gentle listener and a teacher who keeps cool, working firmly but patiently with those who refuse to obey. You never know how or when God might sober them up with a change of heart and a turning to the truth, enabling them to escape the devil's trap, where they are caught and held captive, forced to run his errands, verses 24 and 25. Rarely do discussions lead to faith. You can win the intellectual battle and lose the spiritual war. Perhaps we have insisted a lot for someone to understand the gospel. The apostle here emphasizes winning not only the mind but also the heart of the person. Only God can make someone turn to him. Don't be discouraged or faint if you don't see the answer immediately. You have sown the seed, and in God's time the fruits will be seen. There is no point in walking somewhere to preach unless our walking is our preaching. Lord, allow me, in whatever manner you see fit, to sow the seed and teach me how to wait to see the results in your time.